back. This is the exposed section of Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5.
The college career section.
Yes, we kicked out the not so young crowd. I have to be politically correct. Some of our older listeners,
wiser, or older,
should I say?
Yes. I like to call them seasoned.
I like to say our older older seasoned French fry listeners / owners of the company / my boss likes to listen to this. Not naming names, Rod Schreckengast likes to listen to the exposed segment,
right.
And I don't want to offend him. I don't want to offend Gandalf.
All right, enough about that. We've got somebody very cool in studio with us today.
Yes, very cool indeed. But
Hannah.
About me. We also.
No, but we have a Hannah on air with us.
Frendel of UnleashedBeauty.com.
Yes.
The online beauty magazine for.
It's so awesome. I actually want to know, why did you start with a Christian fashion magazine? Why make it Christian?
Well, first off, there's not many Christian magazines out there.
Yeah, you would think, right?
Yeah. And then also I found that within the church, people tend to push away like anything fashion because they want to put emphasis on, you know, inner beauty, which is great.
Right.
But then they neglect like the other side of it. And so it's like, I mean, we're women. We love fashion. We love beauty. We love...
Yeah, it's not very practical for you to say, we're not really going to talk about makeup and all that stuff in church. Yeah, you probably don't put two and two together, but that's what girls like.
And what a way to reach young girls nowadays through fashion. I mean, if you walked up to a girl and were like, hey, can I talk about my relationship with God? I mean, it's a little bit harder than if they get to, like, you know, be in a fashion magazine and...
Yeah.
You know, love what they're reading and then get to learn, like, not by having it shoved down their throat, but just like, hey, there's a girl's testimony right here, and oh, I can totally relate to that, you know?
It's a creative way of interacting, you know, putting two and two together.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you use that word that we like here. Creative.
Creative.
I feel a little out of my element. We're talking about, like, a woman's magazine.
What are you talking about, John?
Like, you know,
loved that lipstick that I brought last
week.
Yes,
I know. I didn't wear my guy liner today, so, I mean, I just... I'm a little out of my league. I'm surrounded by women in this segment, which I'm obviously not going to complain about.
There you go.
But
hey, so what do your readers do? They write in?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What do they write in about?
A lot of them just don't really have a place to go and find answers and find support, which is actually surprising. I mean, a lot of them don't necessarily even feel comfortable bringing up at their church, or but they'll write in and they'll ask about, you know, different topics. I mean, all different types of topics. A lot of it is based on self-esteem, and, you know, they're having struggling with an eating disorder, or they're struggling with peer pressure, and then seeing their friends, and, you know, they're all thin and they want to get that thin. And so a lot of that, and a lot of, you know, just teen, you know, stuff that they're going through is in high school with alcohol, and, you know, just anything. They just, they want someone to talk to, and they just want someone to listen.
And it's a safe place for them.
Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest thing. I mean, not so much even pushing advice on them, whereas they just have a place to go and feel like,
belong.
This is, you know, somewhere I can go. It's kind of like family. I can be open and be honest about how I feel. And, you know, even me and my team, we're just girls going through life, but we're going through it together.
I love that.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
You're so wise, John.
I am. This is a good conversation for me.
But I want to know, actually, where did you, with the girl stories, where do you find these girls? Do they just word of mouth and that they, you know, hear about this, or how does it start?
Yeah, well, a lot of the girls' stories are actually girls that went to a program called Mercy Ministries with me. That's where I, because I have, I struggle with an eating disorder and other addictions, and so I went to a place called Mercy Ministries, and it's for girls battling addiction. It's a recovery home, and it's what ultimately changed my life and led me to healing and, you know, becoming who I am today. And
okay, so, I didn't realize it was a recovery home. It's not just a program. Like, people go there and heal.
Yep.
And so how long were you there for?
I was there for 4 months. The average is like 6 months usually, and sometimes longer, sometimes, you know, shorter. So
how does an average day go? I mean, are you on a regiment, or what's a typical day like?
Wake up, worship, and we have a speaker come in, and we
every day?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And then we have a devotional, and we have a group study twice a week, and then we'd go to a counselor twice a week, one of the counselors in the homes. And then ultimately, a lot of it was just reading and doing homework, where we just sit down and read books like Joyce Meyer's books, and Nancy Alcorn, who's amazing. She'd do tapes and CDs that we'd listen to, and just basically just learn and grow spiritually. And just,
so how would that work with people who are in school?
They have schooling there as well for girls that are, you know, under 18. And so they can go through and get their high school diploma still. And they'll go to classes at certain points of the day. So
okay.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of self-reflection, I guess, then.
Right. So tell us more about your testimony.
Well, I was raised in a Christian family. And I was went to a Christian school. But I was bullied a lot as a kid, which made me, like, really, really insecure. And then that led – insecurity, I feel, breeds a lot of bad things just based on – purely on insecurity. And sure. So I got into some relationships with some guys, and one particular that turned out to be sexually and physically abusive. And it was just – that made me more insecure. And then got into modeling and doing a lot of runway and fashion shows and choreography. And so then I developed a severe eating disorder where I'd – go for days and weeks without food, and that lasted for quite some time, and hit kind of a rock bottom. I was drinking, I was in depression, anxiety, and then I remembered when I was growing up, I heard about Mercy Ministry, so I looked up their website, and that night watched one of the girls' testimonies, which was interesting, and started crying, and I told, went up to my mom and said, I need to go to Mercy Ministries, and so applied that night, and that morning started the program application and all that, and then went into Mercy Ministries, and I mean, counselors had given up on me, you know, everyone had given up on me, youth leaders have given up on me, like, I just felt like healing wasn't for me, it was for everyone else, and it would just be impossible, but...
I know, isn't that the lie that everyone believes? Mm-hmm. I mean, gosh.
Yeah.
And we are in studio with, Hannah Frendel, and you're listening to 99.5 KKLA. So how many girls are in this program? Like, you were there... And how many other girls?
Oh, there's three homes in the United States. There's one that just got opened in Canada. They're international, and there's about 25 to 45 people per home. It differs per home, and it's just amazing. So.
How were your parents during this whole process?
Oh, gosh. they were really supportive, and they just were like, my mom, I mean, as soon as I told her I need to go to Mercy Ministries, that night she printed the application and started filling it with me and was like, let's get you healing.
And I have to say, I think that is super key, is someone going, I need help. Because you're not going to get help until you actually admit it. Go, you know what? Mm-hmm. My life is out of control. I need help. That is a huge first step. So, you know, anyone listening out there, if you feel like you're being consumed by something, you can't stop thinking about something, you're addicted to something, at least just say it to somebody. Go, and say, you know what? I can't stop this, and I'm in a bad situation. I need help. Mm-hmm. So bravo for you for taking that step, because you're not, you know, we're not going to get healthy unless we admit that we need that help.
Absolutely. I think it's amazing, too, that it sounds more like... your magazine is more of a ministry necessarily than not just a fashion magazine. Like, the fashion magazine is kind of like the outside core, but the inside of the magazine sounds to me more like a ministry. That's pretty amazing in my opinion.
Did you ever find a difference going back into the fashion world? What, you know, did you feel disjointed or that you can connect more with the girls that you were interacting with in the fashion world?
Yeah, a lot more. I mean, my heart broke for them more so because I wasn't like, before I was in it, now I'm looking into it and, you know, I was
from the outside
in. Yeah, and so, I mean, modeling's kind of, yeah, it's a very interesting industry, so.
So you actually use this as a ministry to models, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Because they wouldn't just sit down and talk to God about you, but if you said, you know, hey, you want to do a shoot, you know, that I'm sure draws them in.
Yeah, and we even have, like, rules where, because a lot of them do outside modeling outside of Unleashed Beauty, and so we have this thing where we tell them, well, don't go to a shoot alone. Make sure you're with mom. Make sure you do your research. Make sure, you know your boundaries ahead of time, and you go with someone, so if they're peer pressuring you to do something you're not comfortable with, you'll have that support to be like, no, I'm not going to go there, you know?
So it's like a support group almost.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. What's a big common theme that you see in girls that are struggling right now with, you know, that you want to get into the fashion industry, or maybe you are a model in the fashion industry, and what's a big theme that you see?
Actually, I found that a lot of models they go into modeling based on insecurity. I mean, it's just that reassurance, you know, every gig they get, they're just like, yes, you know, they feel
validated.
Like, yeah, just like a slight, like, it doesn't last long. It's very quick, you know, reassurance, like, just this, you know, I'm good enough. And then, And so they're even models like are really, really insecure. And so it's surprising, actually.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's really good for young listeners, you know, to hear that. You know, they see these images and think, oh, they have the perfect life.
Right.
And that's what I want to attain to.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely. But you are listening to Worship Factory 99.5, and we are with Hannah Frendel, who is the editor-in-chief of...
Creator of
Unleashed Beauty.
Unleashed
Beauty. You can check out their website on unleashedbeauty.com, and you can also go to worshipfactory.net for more information on her amazing magazine. But thank you so much for everything that you've given us.
No problem.
It's been a blessing. It's been a blessing, and like I said, I was out of my element in the conversation, but I still think it's really cool when there's a supporting and mentoring. Right. I mean, even if it's for women, and there's groups for guys too, they're the same way, where it's like get together and talk and share. And
in 5 seconds, uplift. Can you tell us something we can pray for you about?
Oh gosh, just pray for my girls, my team, and my crew, that we're just all strengthened and filled with wisdom as we lead younger women and help them through life.
Awesome.
This is Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5, the Exposed segment. We'll see you guys same time, same station next week. Love you guys.
Love you.